This is the Podcast Weekly. What happened this past week? We got that was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? That we got the the Pacific Daily Times blog was working 2 weeks ago. What did we do this week, George? Oh yes, here's something you can go check out. EasyStick.one. Easy, S-T-I-C-K, like E-Z, .one. EasyStick.one. So, yay. I'm excited. I'm curious to see where this goes. EasyStick, it's a thing that I'm working with. And anyway, we'll see how it goes. So I did a lot of work on that this week. Another thing I did this week, the Pink Right website, I added a bunch of grammar to it. Phonics. We had, I really think that it's now to a point where it's a comprehensive introduction phonics curriculum. We've got handwriting, we've got typing, and it's got phonics. And it's full phonics, front to finish. I just fully legitimized it. I did all the main vowel sounds. I never really thoroughly, completely went through the vowels. So I added several words to illustrate and give examples of all the basic vowel sounds from the beginning. And it's a complete phonetics curriculum. It's complete. There might be a few more required, I suppose, but those could easily be added in a couple extra study word lists. So that's updated. It's in the books, which are for sale. And from here on out, I'm going to focus on, PinkWrite, the goal with PinkWrite, we're talking write like W-R-I-T-E, write like writing. The goal with the PinkWrite website. Eventually, I want this to be an online blogging platform. Like, you will be able to, like, we're talking super blogging. Like, you will be able to write an academic paper with sources, footnotes. You will be able to write an ebook. You'll be able to write a blog post and format it for email and your blog at the same time. You will be able to just write the text that you want to write, just the text, and have it automatically export to an ODT file, which is the new DOC file, the new doc file, DOC. And the word processor would just focus on the text. If you go into Microsoft Word or LibreOffice, hopefully you're using LibreOffice Writer, but you go to a word processor, maybe on a Mac, you're probably using Pages. If you go into these, you've got all these styling options. You've got, so many things. It's kind of crazy. I just want to focus on writing the words. These are my headings. And the style, the format, the font, like maybe you could choose some of that, but like you've got control, but you don't have to worry about it. Just focus on your words and don't worry about all these many, many, many different styling options to get everything formatted correctly. Because formatting can be a real big problem. So, you could have like a few different formats. Like this will be a college paper. This will be a company report. Like there would be formats that you could apply, templates, whatever. But you just write your words and then it'll spit it out as a doc file or as an email or as a research paper. It'll have different fields in it. You could write a bunch of blog posts and they could all become ebooks. That's what my goal is with PinkWrite, is to get a fully functional word processor with the focus on writing. It capable of many of the important formatting options, but all that stuff would be automatically done for you based on a template. So And then and it would on the front end, it would be a blog. So you'd log in, edit your stuff, but then visitors could come see your writings as a blog. And I would also like to include maybe a store, like a simple store. But the thing about blogs, like what got me onto this whole Pinkwright thing. The thing about blogs today is that there's so many of them in different styles. You know, you go to someone's homepage and every one of them tries to do the same thing, big fat picture, one or two buttons in the center, a couple social media links nearby, but the layout is always different. Picture with a button, you know, a CTA, call to action or whatever, right at the top of it. Okay, that might be useful, I suppose. But I kind of, Facebook's really done well. It wasn't popular, but Facebook doesn't even let you control the color of your Facebook page. And by Facebook maintaining standards like that, you can change a picture and a background picture and stuff, but a lot of the styling options you can't change. That actually works better for people because then people aren't wondering what is where. They go to your Facebook page. They know where to find your information because they know what a Facebook page is. Twitter is very much the same. Someone goes to your Twitter account, they know where your stuff is because they know how it's all laid out. So I really think that there's a marketable need for websites that standardize those things. So Pinkwright was my plan for doing that. And eventually I'm going to write that stuff and I'll be, I will get there. But before I wrote the software for word processing, for writing, publishing, and so forth, I really wanted to have a curriculum for teaching. Like that would help get attention and help people become aware of the brand. Like it's kind of free advertising, but it also legitimizes the word processor as a writer. Like the problem with WordPress is that it's written by people who aren't writers. They love blogging. They're blog enthusiasts, but they're not skilled, accomplished writers. Now me, I've got, of course, here I go getting braggadocious. I mean, I've got books, I've done podcasts. I've written theology. I've got Bible translation. I've got, I've done stuff. I do news. Like I do all kinds of writing and I've been writing for a long time. So I'm a writer, but I also have an English teaching curriculum. So that was one thing that I was going to do to kind of legitimize it. I mean, this is a word processor, not written by a software company like Microsoft, not written by an innovation company like Apple, not written by blog enthusiasts like WordPress. Pinkwright will be written and governed by writers. So anyhow, that's one idea. So I think Pinkwright got to a nice little comfortable stage. And another thing that I've been doing this past week is getting the Ink as a Verb blog. I did a video recently explaining Nextcloud and explaining how email works with Postfix Admin, which could be a useful thing if you're using Postfix Admin for your email. If you're not, you should be to manage email for your brands. And I also did a video on how to install Android on your desktop computer, if that's interesting. Because, one of the big things that I push, I was just talking with a guy last night here in Taiwan, which now I'm getting to Taiwan special topics, but one of the big things I always try to push is that anyone can learn anything. Anyone, you can learn stuff. You should try to learn Linux. Whatever your job is, whatever you're doing, whatever your career is, whatever your business is, you should try to learn Linux. It would help you somehow. So as I'm getting Pinkwright sort of wrapped up in a bow tied on that, I really hope I'm getting closer to doing the Linux curriculum. It'll be online and I'll probably have three releases of it. I will probably have a free one on YouTube and a cheap one on Udemy and then another good one on Thinkific. But I'm out of time. Cheerio, love you. That's what I'm up to the week. That's what the podcast weekly is all about.